I want to, at this point, say two things. One is to ask you, if you've got questions or thoughts about what Tony's been saying, don't lose them in the next few minutes as we start looking a bit more closely at some of the historical and Christian stuff. And the other is I want to propose a special vote of thanks to Dan Brown, because he has got people talking and thinking about the roots of the Christian faith in a way that nobody else has succeeded in doing. And I think he's done a tremendous job of that. Let's go back to that quote that he came up with that Tony used earlier. My hope in writing this novel was that the story would serve as a catalyst and springboard for people to discuss the important topics of faith, religion and history. Well, yes, absolutely. I want to take him up on that. And in the next few minutes, I want to look at three central claims in Dan Brown's backstory. One is the claim that there are earlier gospels, earlier than the gospels in the Bible, that have now come to light, which are more authentic than the Gospels in the Bible, and which show Jesus as just a mortal teacher. The Gospels in the Bible have been doctored. Then there's a claim that Jesus was made divine by a vote in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea. And then thirdly, we'll look briefly again at the claim that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. We'll pick up some of the bits that Tony was talking about from a slightly different angle. So let's look first at this claim about earlier Gospels. Here's a quotation from the book. It doesn't come out quite in these words in the film. Fortunately for historians, some of the Gospels Constantine attempted to eradicate managed to survive. And then he particularly mentions the Dead Sea Scrolls, which he says were found in the 1950s, hidden in a cave near Qumran in the Judean desert, and the Coptic Scrolls found in 1945 at Nag Hammadi. He goes on, in addition to telling the true Grail story, these documents speak of Christ's ministry in very human terms. The scrolls highlight glaring historical discrepancies and fabrications, clearly confirming that the modern Bible was compiled and edited by men who possessed a political agenda to promote the divinity of the man Jesus Christ and use his influence to solidify their own power base. Did you notice how you get all the stuff there? There's the hidden agenda, there's the wicked men, and there's the political motivation. Okay, so let's look at the documents that he talks about. First up, the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were actually discovered from 1947 onwards, not in the 1950s, by some Arab shepherds in caves near the Dead Sea, hence where the name comes from. The first thing that we need to say about these is just that they're not Gospels. The Dead Sea Scrolls are not Gospels. In fact, they're not Christian documents at all. They're Jewish documents. And because of that, they don't say anything about Jesus or Mary or the Grail. So strike one, really, for Dan Brown. The Dead Sea Scrolls are very important. They tell us very useful stuff about the world into which Christianity was born. But they don't directly tell us anything about Jesus or Mary, and they certainly don't mention the Grail. The other source that Dan Brown talked about is the Nag Hammadi Library, which is a collection of books, not scrolls, that was discovered in Egypt in 1945, again by some Arab shepherds. These Arab shepherds seem to get everywhere. And they come from a movement called Gnosticism. So they're also known as the Gnostic Gospels. Can I just say one thing here that is very important? There is nothing secret about these documents. You can go on Amazon and you can order a copy of the Nag Hammadi Library. It's about 600 pages thick. It's one of the most boring books that I've ever come across. It will put you to sleep at night. It has all kinds of uses. You can use it to make doors stay open and things like that. But the point is, there's nothing secret. There's nothing hidden about it. The information is freely available. These documents, the Gnostic documents, date from and come from a movement that was at its peak in the 2nd and 3rd century. So we're talking about 200 years or so after Jesus lived. And it's very important to say that when you read them, they are mystical documents. They're into philosophy, they're into speculation. What they are not into is historical information about Jesus. And then Dan Brown makes this claim that the Gnostic Gospels portray Jesus as a more human teacher than the Gospels in the Bible do. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. When you read the Gnostic Gospels, Jesus comes over as a more supernatural, a less mortal, less human figure than he does in the Bible's Gospels. So he doesn't leave a shadow. He doesn't leave footprints. He doesn't blink. The idea that the Gnostic Gospels give us an earlier, more authentic picture of Jesus just won't stand up. So his source documents don't really say what he claims that they say. What I want to do, just for a moment or two, is to look at the Gospels in the Bible by way of comparison. And the first thing that we can say about the Gospels in the Bible is that most all scholars, whether or not they're Christians, most all scholars today agree that the Bible's Gospels were written in the last quarter, roughly, of the first century. There are scholars around, there are credible scholars who believe that all the Gospels were written before Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Okay, so they go back very close in history to the events that they're written about. They're written out of close contact with Jesus. And this is one of the reasons why the church came to accept them from very early on. So there's a tradition going back very early that Mark's Gospel is actually based on the reminiscences of Peter, as in Peter, James, and John. Close contact with Jesus. Reliable historical information. Then something else that's very important is that when we compare the Gospels in the Bible with things like the Gnostic Gospels, there are many more manuscripts of the Bible's Gospels. We've got about 5,000 handwritten Greek manuscripts of bits of the New Testament. Now, just for comparison, let's think about Julius Caesar's book, The Gallic Wars. This is the book on which the Asterix cartoons are based. Julius Caesar is writing this about roughly the same time as the New Testament was written. Today, we've got about 10 copies of the Gallic Wars, 10 manuscript copies, compared to 5,000 of the New Testament documents. The earliest manuscript copy that we've got of the Gallic Wars was made 1,000 years after Julius Caesar wrote it. The earliest manuscript copy that we've got of any part of the New Testament is this document, which is in a museum in Manchester. It's called the Rylands Fragment, and scientists have dated it to about 125 AD, which means that this copy was made about 30 years after John wrote his Gospel. So we've got manuscript evidence that goes back much earlier for the Gospels than for any other ancient document. So the idea that in 325 AD or so, the Roman Emperor Constantine could have chosen which Gospels he wanted and could have altered the Gospels that he wanted and had the rest destroyed really just won't stack up historically. The evidence is completely against that. One of the things that Dan Brown claims, of course, is that there were 80 or so Gospels queuing up to be included in the New Testament, and Constantine chose the 4 that he wanted and had the rest destroyed. That also won't stand up at all. Writing in about 185 AD, there was a leader of the church called Irenaeus who said, there must be 4 Gospels because there are 4 points of the compass. You find that argument persuasive, don't you? Okay, it's not important that we find the argument persuasive. What's important is that to Irenaeus, 100 or so years before the Council of Nicaea, the idea that there were 4 Gospels and only 4 Gospels was the next best thing to a law of nature. There never were 80 Gospels queuing up to be included in the Bible. So really, Dan Brown's claims about these earlier Gospels just don't stand up to being examined. The Dead Sea Scrolls aren't Gospels at all. The Gnostic Gospels come from much later than the Gospels in the Bible. They aren't reliable. They don't talk about a more human Jesus. So really, that idea doesn't stand up at all.